Have you ever put on a headset expecting to fly and instead ended up fumbling in the dark, hands groping for a throttle you couldn't see? That's the problem somebody set out to solve on the show floor this week, and judging by the line at the booth, they got close. This is Radio Hangar. I'm Tower, and this is Atis. Your pre-flight briefing on what's moving in aviation. Today, we're standing in the exhibit halls at Oshkosh, looking at a flight simulator called Blackstar that is trying to fix the one thing that has held desktop and headset flying back for years. Your hands. Here's what you need to know. Before we taxi into it, today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight, from first solo to airline transport pilot. Every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now, Blackstar. Flying Magazine ran a photo feature out of Oshkosh this week on this system, and the short version is that it combines elements of virtual reality and mixed reality into a single training setup. Those two terms get thrown around loosely, so let me define them the way they actually matter to a pilot, because the difference is the whole story here. Virtual reality is total immersion. You put on the headset, and everything you see is generated. The sky, the runway, the instrument panel, your own hands, if the software bothers to draw them. It is convincing right up until the moment you reach for a real switch and there's nothing there. Your brain knows where the flap handle should be. Your fingers close on air, and every VR flight sim pilot knows that specific little jolt of frustration. Mixed reality is different. Mixed reality lets the real world through the headset shows you generated imagery. The outside scene, the terrain, the traffic, but it blends in real physical objects that are actually sitting in front of you. So, you can see a real panel, a real yoke, real switches under your real fingers, and out the windscreen, a completely synthetic world. That blend is what Blackstar is built around. The headline doesn't tell the whole story. A photo of somebody wearing goggles at a trade show looks like every other headset demo you've scrolled past. What's actually going on is that the pilot in that seat is looking down at genuine physical flight controls and instruments, tactile hardware they can feel, while looking up and out at a virtual sky that the headset paints for them. You get the muscle memory of real switchology with the visual freedom of a generated world. Why does that matter? Let me connect it to real flying. The number one complaint about home simulators and VR trainers has never been the visuals. The visuals have been stunning for years. The complaint has always been the interface. When you fly a real airplane, a huge portion of what you do is done without looking. You reach for the gear handle by feel. You find the throttle quadrant, the mixture, the prop, the carb heat, without dropping your eyes inside. That is a trained physical skill. It is procedural memory living in your hands. A pure VR headset can't train that. When your hands are invisible and the controls are imaginary, you're forced to look at everything you touch. That's the opposite of what good cockpit flow looks like. You end up building habits in the sim that you have to unlearn in the airplane. Mixed reality attacks that problem directly. If the panel in front of you is real, the reach is real. The switch has a detent. The knob has resistance. The lever stops where it should stop. You build the flow, the physical choreography of running a cockpit, and you build it in the dark out of the corner of your eye exactly the way you do it strapped into the real machine. This affects you if you're a serious student, a proficiency-minded private pilot, or an instructor looking at training tools, because the closer a device gets to transferring actual procedural skill, the more genuine value it holds for staying sharp between flights. Now, I want to be careful and flag opinion where it's opinion. I have not flown the Blackstar rig myself. What I'm describing is the design intent and the category it lives in, based on the Flying Magazine coverage out of Oshkosh and what mixed reality does generally. Whether this specific system delivers on that promise, whether the tracking is tight, whether the latency is low enough to stay comfortable, whether the hand-to-hardware alignment holds up over a full session, those are things you judge with the headset on. If you're walking the grounds this week, that booth is worth your time precisely because it's a thing you have to feel to evaluate. Let me talk about why this shows up at Oshkosh specifically, and why the timing is not an accident. Oshkosh has always been where the future of general aviation gets test flown in public. It is the one week a year when the entire community, home builders, avionics engineers, warbird crews, the manufacturers, and tens of thousands of working pilots all stand in the same field. If you're building a training product, this is where you find out whether pilots believe you. Pilots are a tough audience for a simulator claim. We've all been burned by something that looked incredible in a press photo and felt like a video game the moment we sat down. So a company bringing a mixed reality trainer to this crowd is making a statement. They're saying, don't take our word for it. Sit down and reach for the switches. There's a bigger current running underneath this, and it's worth naming. Simulation is quietly becoming one of the most important tools in the general aviation safety picture. The FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, has spent years expanding how much simulator and training device time can count toward ratings and currency, because the data keeps showing the same thing. Pilots who practice procedures, especially emergency procedures, in a device fly them better in the airplane. You can pull an engine on a student in a sim on the first lesson. You cannot safely do that in a real single at 400 feet on climbout. The catch has always been fidelity, and fidelity in the sense that matters. Does the training actually transfer? A device that teaches you to look at every control while you operate it can build the wrong instinct. A device that lets you run the panel by feel builds the right one. That is the exact seam mixed reality is trying to sew shut. Now let me be precise about the regulatory piece, because I don't want anyone to hear this and get the wrong idea. A headset simulator sitting on a trade show floor is not automatically an FAA-approved training device. There is a formal world of aviation training devices, basic and advanced, and full-flight simulators, each with its own qualification standards and its own rules about exactly what you can log and count. Whether any given mixed reality product earns one of those approvals is a separate process from whether it's fun and useful at home. So, if you buy something like this, know what you're buying. A tremendous proficiency and procedures tool that keeps your flows crisp between flights is worth real money on its own merits. Whether a specific device can be logged toward a rating or currency depends entirely on how it's qualified. Read the fine print, and when in doubt, ask your instructor and check the approval status before you assume an hour in the chair counts as an hour toward anything. Here's the honest way to think about the whole category. For decades, the trade in simulation was simple. You gave up the field to get the picture. Desktop sims gave you a whole world through a flat screen, but nothing to touch that mattered. VR headsets gave you the immersion but took your hands away. Every step forward in one dimension cost you something in another. Mixed reality is the first serious attempt to stop trading. Keep the real controls, add the virtual world. Let your eyes live in a generated sky while your hands stay in the physical cockpit. If it works the way it's meant to, you're not choosing between feel and picture anymore. You get both, and that's genuinely new. What should you actually do with this? If you're at Oshkosh, go reach for the switches and judge it with your own hands. That's the only test that counts. If you're not there, keep an eye on this category, not just this one product, because mixed reality training is going to keep showing up, and the ones that nail the hand-to-hardware feel are the ones that'll matter. And whatever device you already own or are thinking about, get clear-eyed on the difference between a tool that makes you a sharper, more current pilot, and a tool that's also formally approved for logging. Both have value. They are not the same thing. The reporting on Blackstar this week came from the team at Flying Magazine out of their photo coverage on the ground at Oshkosh. Worth a look for the pictures alone. You can always find us at radiohangar.com. I'm Tower. The sky in that headset is fake. The stick time it saves you is not. Keep your flows sharp, and I'll see you on the next one.